Nearshoring and R&D were the topics of one of the four panels which AHK Romania organized in Berlin with the occasion of the Romanian-German Business Conference 2023. The topic sparked vivid discussions, and Mr. Christian von Albrechtsfeld, country head of Continental Romania Company, who was one of the panelists, gave us some insights about the potential and challenges of the research and development activities in Romania. So, Mr. von Albrechtsfeld, what are your first impressions about the panel you took part to? Are you satisfied with the outcome?
So, thanks very much for this question and the opportunity to be here with you and discuss these topics. I think it was a very vivid, a very interesting panel, together with Knauf, with Drexelweier, with CTP. I think we had a very, could give a very comprehensive picture about the situation in Romania and about the opportunities. Also, Minister Oprea was just gave us insights, and I hope for the people who just listen that this was a good chance to understand what is possible in Romania, what opportunities do we have, but also what challenges do we have.
So, if you know a little bit about Romanian history, in what it concerns R&D activities, after the years 90, this field were dubbed as Cinderella of the economy because it was underfunded. You are a representative of the private R&D activities. Which is your main field of research?
So, we have in Romania currently in total more than 19,000 employees by the end of last year, and out of them are more than one third in the field of R&D and also global services. What are we doing there? We are a technology company. We are a company which provides, which is a supplier for car producers. So we just produce software and goods, electronics goods, especially in the field of R&D. For cars. So what are we doing in R&D? It's mainly developing electronic components, developing software for the cars, for mobility systems in this direction. And with this, the newest technology which we can just think of, just people working on cars which have the capability of having driver assistance systems, which in a combination leads to autonomous driving cars for different display system or head-up displays, for other system, brake system, and so on. So a lot of electronic components which are in the car.
How did you manage to be successful on this market? Do you get commissions for research in Romania or from abroad?
So we are working in a global company. Our customers are car producers globally. So, and with this, we are just working on command for them. And of course, we are looking also to develop our products on a global level further.
Which are the challenges you are facing? Do you think it's difficult to do research work in Romania, when we know that this kind of activities used to be successful more than 30 years ago?
Now, we are since 20 years in Romania, more than 20 years since the year 2000. And what we found is that it's not just 30 years ago, but also in the rest of the time was very successful. We found people very good theoretically educated. And we helped also with the universities with modern art equipment. So finally, also add the practical part. And so with this, we just have a development on a world-class level with our employees. Organically, as I just said, we grew now in the direction of about 7,000 people in the R&D in Romania. And we are very satisfied with what they are doing. So we don't see here a difference to other countries. In contrast, we just see that we get here a great work done, and we get also more and more responsibilities to Romania, also international and global responsibilities.
Do you have competitors in Romania? Do you consider the Romanian research institutes as competitors?
I think the research institutes are more, they are just looking to other fields than we. So it's not really a competitor in this direction. What we are doing is more applied research, looking now also in the direction, how can we just have systems in the car which are more modern and so on. I think here we don't have real competitors in the country. Where we have, of course, competitors is on the labor market, because we are all looking for very skilled engineers, IT people, and other people which can help us here in the technology field. And this is, of course, a very dynamic market where we need to just sustain our activities and be successful. And I just can say, and here I'm really happy to just make this statement, that over the last years we just developed to be one of the most attractive employer in Romania. According to Catalyst survey, we are since years in between the one of the three best places, and in the engineering field number one in Romania. So therefore we are here by the combination of the technology which we are working in, which is a very new technology, of also scope for the people, because and purpose. Finally, people see what they did, what they developed is afterwards in a car. So they can really go to the car and just say, look, this I was working at, the company culture. Also, we introduce new work style now in the way of developing, so modern working atmosphere. So with this overall combination, we just have the good possibility of being real and attractive employer.
Now the final question. Do you need anything from the Romanian authorities to perform better?
I think what we just need to look at is to look to a mid-term strategy for Romania. I just say mid-term. Mainly in the direction, we see that Romania is just developing from a low-cost country, we are not anymore, to a country which needs to have jobs with additional value. The government is very much pushing also minimum salary, but what we see is that we don't create enough taxes. So here we need to have a clear strategy by the country which shows predictability, that we know in which direction to go, which helps us creating these jobs with additional value, because finally you can pay people more if they just are more productive. This means also we need educated people. We need support here in the dual education here in the system which we were working on. Clearly, these are and of course in the infrastructure. I think this is what we all just see, having a better infrastructure, having also for our people a better health system, better educational system. So these are all the topics which of course we just need to have in a country where we just want to keep the people, providing additional or a big value to the economy.
Mr. von Albrechtsfeld, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for this nice interview.